From the moment I first met years ago, you were someone I wanted to get to know. Just something about the way
Forever and Always by Little M Star. Read by Cookie Mom 6067. Congrats, Jim, the first officer of the Farragut. And youngest first officer in the whole fleet. Youngest first officer ever, actually. I put in some legwork to beat this one, so what? We can make the old man proud in our own ways. Or not at all. Jim's voice may have sounded less confident than he would have liked at that moment. But damn it, why did he have to bring up this subject now, when they were finally having a moment together? It always happened like this. Jim sighed, feeling powerless in the face of this constant rivalry. He took a sip of his drink, letting the burning liquid slide down his throat. Why couldn't they just understand each other? Why was a peaceful night too much to ask for? No, it wasn't. Normal older brothers don't abandon their younger brothers just because they get a promotion, especially not for such a silly reason. When would Sam learn to deal with his own issues? When would he stop living under the shadow of old George? Jim knew he was good enough, no matter what he did in life. If he wasn't happy where he was, he could start over and seek the approval he longed for. He didn't need to take out his frustrations on someone who wasn't to blame for everything tormenting him. Jim would never do that to him. He wouldn't try to show Sam how his own childhood wasn't easy either, or how he carried his own traumas. Overcoming the old man's record didn't bring the satisfaction he hoped to find. The victory wasn't as fulfilling as he had thought. Not really. After some time, you'll realize that having isn't as pleasing as wanting. The words echoed in his mind like a warning. He had heard them from someone, though he couldn't quite remember who. Maybe, he thought with his head resting on the table, maybe he was searching for something deeper, something beyond external recognition. Growing up in George Kirk's shadow wasn't an easy task, but Jim fought tirelessly to reach where he was today. So, he should feel proud, right? However, something wasn't right. No matter how well he did everything, he didn't feel as good as he expected. The emptiness still lingered within him, and the answer seemed to slip away. Being alone and drinking felt terrible at that moment. After all, it was supposed to be a day of celebration. He tried to distract himself, diverting his thoughts to something more interesting. And there he was, right in front of him at the bar, an intriguing man engrossed in a game of chess. His moves were that of a true master. Jim smiled to himself as he observed the Vulcan. With his deep gaze and skilled hands, it was hypnotizing, as if his dark eyes reflected the light in the room. The three-dimensional chess seemed to give him a sense of control amidst the chaos of the bar. And maybe, just maybe, that was exactly what Jim needed at that moment. Something to distract him. Something he could control. An unusual situation. A game with that Vulcan seemed enough to satisfy that need. Jim felt curious to know more about him. His chess skills sparked genuine interest. If only he had the chance, he could invite the handsome Vulcan to a match later on. Even though the man was accompanied by a woman, Jim wasn't discouraged. With a bit of charm and his captivating personality, who knows what could happen? He wanted to unravel the mysteries behind that Vulcan to discover who he was and where he had learned to play so well. Perhaps, in this unexpected encounter, he could find a bit of peace and satisfaction to fill the void that haunted him. He wasn't in the mood for flirting, and the Vulcan seemed well accompanied by the woman in front of him. Nevertheless, it didn't bother him much. He didn't give it much thought. After all, if he wanted something or someone, he had confidence in his charming personality and knew he could conquer whatever he desired with a little effort. However, his mind was still focused on the Vulcan. He wanted to know more about this mysterious man, and discreetly bit his lower lip while thinking about it. His daydreaming was interrupted when the chess game was paused. A woman appeared in front of the players, and she seemed to be bothered, or perhaps even hopeful. But upon closer observation, Jim realized she was frightened and nervous. The Vulcan listened attentively to her story, and she didn't seem pleased. The woman's expression was laden with worry, and he could sense a deep sadness in her gaze. Jim continued watching the Vulcan as he returned to the game, but he noticed the man wasn't playing with the same concentration as before. He seemed disoriented. And then it happened. The Vulcan's perfect move went awry. "Damn it!" Jim clenched his teeth, because he was about to win in two moves. If only he had protected his queen better. Now he was certainly in trouble in the game. Despite that, Jim discreetly laughed, amused by the situation as he took a sip of his drink. It was intriguing to see the Vulcan play, even with this slip-up. He felt curious about this unexpected encounter, fascinated by the presence of the Vulcan and the unknown woman. Who were they? What lay behind this situation? The night promised to be full of surprises. The chair next to him was occupied, and as he glanced over, he noticed it was the same woman from before, with a devastated expression, asking the bartender for a drink. "Con hoc Soriano," she requested. Feeling empathy for her situation, he imagined she also needed a friend at that moment, especially after having her night ruined. He didn't want to see her going through the same as he did. To break the ice, he decided to playfully jest, leaning his head on the table and giving her a teasing look. "Your Vulcan buddy should have protected his queen. He was two moves away from checkmate until you distracted him," he said, trying to convey some comfort. "Now he's in trouble," he smiled slightly, attempting to bring a bit of comfort. Surprisingly, the woman finally noticed him, her devastated gaze shifting towards him. He introduced himself as James Kirk, extending his hand for a polite greeting. Good manners had always been part of his upbringing. She shook his hand and introduced herself as Uhura. "You're Sam's brother." Realizing the connection, Jim became intrigued and said, "Oh, you're friends with Sam." "Look, I really don't want to be hit on right now," she warned seriously, absentmindedly swirling the sides of her glass, trying not to dwell on it too much. She was tired, terrified, and didn't want to interact with anyone else, especially with a flirt, as Sam often portrayed his brother to friends and the crew in general. With a grimace, Jim wondered what the hell his brother was spreading about him to the crew. But setting that aside, he admitted that he wasn't trying to flirt with her. He just needed some company, and felt that she needed it too. They could help each other not to sink together. "You sat next to me. You just look like you could use a friend," he said gently, showing his true intentions to the desolate young woman. Sam turned his glass and left again, his steps heavy on the way back to his cabin. Jim was unsure how to react. He laughed awkwardly, feeling slightly embarrassed and surprised by his brother's exaggerated action, although it wasn't entirely unexpected, given that it was typical of the older and feisty Kirk. "Oh, that was something," Uhura said, processing the tense conversation between the brothers, trying not to show too much surprise. The atmosphere between the Kirks felt heavy, like a gray cloud about to burst into a storm. Jim took a deep breath. "Yeah, that's just Sam being Sam." He tried to disguise the embarrassment of exposing family issues in front of someone he had just met. "He can be..." He searched for the right word to describe the feeling, but found it difficult. "Frustrating." The intense voice of the Vulcan, whom he had observed earlier, sounded close to them as he picked up Sam's glass and elegantly handed it to the waiter. Surprised, Jim turned his face to the bold Vulcan. He couldn't help but notice how handsome he looked and how his voice was even more captivating up close. That intense voice resonated in his mind. The Vulcan returned the gaze, staring directly at him, locking eyes with Jim. His intense brown eyes were simply mesmerizing, shining with a captivating light. Uhura noticed that the two of them were enveloped in a pleasant atmosphere and decided to intervene, introducing them properly. "James, our chief science officer, Mr. Spock." Finally, they would be properly introduced. Jim opened his mouth, surprised to hear her introduce them, unable to take his eyes off Spock for even a second. He felt trapped by his ionizing presence. Uhura smiled discreetly, observing them animatedly. "Spock, meet James Kirk, first officer of the Farragut." Spock looked from Jim to her after hearing her, and then back to Jim, intrigued to discover who this stranger was, the one who had been watching him while he was playing with Chapel earlier. Uhura finished the introductions animatedly, eager to witness their next moves, as they seemed caught in an exciting bubble. Finally, the introductions were made. Jim thought it was the perfect opportunity to invite the handsome Vulcan to join them, perhaps making the three-dimensional chess game a real possibility now. He extended his hand for a greeting, completely ignoring the etiquette that said Vulcans don't shake hands. To hell with etiquette. Spock looked surprised at Jim's hand, debating whether to take it or not, but ultimately decided that the man seemed altruistic enough to capture his attention. At least enough to hold his hand for a few moments, while looking into his curious gray eyes. Uhura smiled with satisfaction, observing the scene of their hands held together with pride and a hint of excitement. Still holding Spock's hand, Jim took a risk, using the most charming and sincere voice he could muster. "Why don't you join us?" Spock nodded, tilting his head slightly, then turned his gaze to Uhura, seeking confirmation that his presence was welcome. Although he couldn't quite explain why he agreed to join them, there was something about Sam's brother that intrigued and excited him. Uhura nodded, averting her gaze to the chair. "Yes," she said, almost in a whisper, watching Spock sit down next to them with a relaxed expression. The three engaged in lively conversation, and after a few minutes of enjoyment, Jim couldn't contain the desire burning within him. "Mr. Spock, would you like to play a game of chess with me later?" Somewhat surprised, Spock raised an eyebrow, recognizing the question, but after a few seconds he responded with a slight, almost imperceptible, youthful smile. "It would be a pleasure, Jim." The end.